KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. It's brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
In high school football last night, game we had for you here on KJN, the Southwest Valley Timberwolves hit a bounty of big plays and route to a 48-0 win over the Grizzled Tigers. After turning the ball over on downs on the opening possession of the game, the Timberwolves proceeded to score on their next five possessions to blow open the contest. Southwest Valley had five scoring plays over 45 yards on the night. Chance Cobb got the scoring started with a 56-yard touchdown pass to Addison Bull, followed by a 3-yard touchdown run on a keeper on the next drive. Cobb then hooked up with Grant Marr for two other touchdown passes of 72 and 46 yards in the second quarter. Marr would later return a Grizzled fumble 82 yards for a touchdown in the third quarter to give him three scores on the night. The rest of the scoring for Southwest Valley came on two Aiden Gall touchdown runs of 91 and 14 yards. Grizzled had a 19-play drive end at the 3-yard line at the end of the half as they ran out of time to punch a score in. The Tigers then would put together a 15-play drive to open up the second half, only to see that end with the fumble that was returned by Marr for the touchdown. The Tigers fall to 1-3 overall and 1-1 in Class A District 7. The Timberwolves improved to 4-0 overall and 2-0 in the district. Other scores from last night in high school football in Class 4A District 1, it was Lewis Central 31-10 over Sioux City East. In a District 2 non-district play, it was Abraham Lincoln 53-12 over Sioux City North. Thomas Jefferson beat Sioux City West 56-21. In Class 3A District 7 play, it was Harlan holding off Glenwood 17-14. That's the 400th career victory for head coach Kurt Blatt for the Harlan Cyclones. Denison Schleswig beats Creston Orion Maxburg on the road 35-14, the final there. Winterset shuts out Atlantic at the Trojan Bowl as the Trojans were held under 150 yards of offense. They turned the ball over five times as Winterset wins it 20-0, the final there. And Carroll just held off ADM 17-14 in a close one there. So a bunch of good games in District 7 last night in 3A. In Class 2A, District 7, it was South Central Calhoun 72-7 over Shenandoah. Kemper Catholic beat Clarinda 42-0. Southeast Valley had a late stand to hold off Red Oak 7-3. Esac County was a 34-12 winner over Underwood. In Class 1A District 7, IKM Manning wins a back-and-forth shootout battle with Logan Magnolia as they pick up a 36-32 victory. Trainer upsets Missouri Valley 20-14 last night. It was HSTW 36-0 over ACGC and OABCIG a 39-14 win over Tri-Center. In Class A, District 7, it was Earlham 63-0 over Martinsdale St. Mary's. Riverside blows out Nottoway Valley 41-7. It was St. Albert 60-6 over Southeast Warren. And our broadcast game, Southwest Valley 48-0 over Griswold. In eight-man play last night in District 6, it was Stanton 64-32 over Wayne. Lennox beat Murray 60-0. Bedford 62-30 over Lamoni. And Baxter was a 72-50 winner over East Union in a mild upset there. In District 7, it was Sydney holding off Fremont Mills 45-35. Exira EHK was a 41-6 winner over Essex. Woodbine 96-76 over Clarinda Academy. And East Mills pulls off an upset win last night as they hold off a furious late rally from Cam 57-56. The final score there as the Wolverines pick up the win. And in District 8 play, it was Audubon winning big on their homecoming night, 68-0 over West Harrison. Bowyer Valley was a 50-0 winner over Collins Maxwell in a non-district game. Glidden Ralston beat River Valley 56-22, and it was Arweva beating Coon Rapids Bayard 53-21. That's your high school football scoreboard from last night. You can check out all those scores if you missed anything as well on our sports page at KJN.com. Moving on to Major League Baseball, a game we had for you during the afternoon yesterday. Chris Bryant had three hits, including his 27th homer, and the Cubs overcame the ejections of John Lackey and Wilson Contreras on their way to an 8-2 victory over the Cardinals. Bryant went deep in the fourth and singled twice in Chicago's 7-run sixth, helping the NL Central leaders open a big weekend series on a winning note. The Cubs moved four games ahead of St. Louis in the division. Lackey and Contreras were thrown out with Chicago trailing 2-1 in the fifth, but after outscoring the New York Mets 39-14 in a three-game sweep, the Cubs got enough big hits to improve to 9-4 against the Cardinals this year. Other scores in the National League, it was the Dodgers 7-0 over Washington. Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 4-2. Atlanta 3-2 over the Mets. Milwaukee 10-2 over Miami. Colorado 6-1 over San Diego. And Arizona was a 3-2 winner over San Francisco. In interleague play, it was Oakland beating Philadelphia 4-0. Over in the American League, the Cleveland Indians can return to clinching their division in playoff preparations. Their historic winning streak is, well, history. Cleveland had its AL record run stopped at 22 straight games on Friday night as the Indians were beaten 4-3 by the Kansas City Royals, who became the first team to conquer the defending league champion since August 23rd. Jason Vargas pitched into the sixth, and Brandon Moss homered off of Trevor Bauer as the Royals ended baseball's longest win streak in 101 years. The Indians set a new league mark and came within four of matching the overall record held by the 1916 New York Giants. Following a magical walk-off win in extra innings Thursday night, the Indians couldn't muster another late rally and fell for the first time in more than 3 weeks. When Francisco Lindor struck out with the runner on first to end it, the packed crowd gave the Indians a prolonged standing ovation. Manager Terry Francona and the Cleveland players came out of the dugout to salute their fans. Also, in other American League scores, it was Yankees 8-2 over Baltimore. Boston was a 13-6 winner over Tampa Bay in 15 innings. Detroit beat the White Sox 3-2. It was Houston 5-2 over Seattle and Toronto 4-3 over Minnesota. The Angels beat Texas 7-6. And in other sporting notes here from last night in college football, number 22 South Florida remains unbeaten after knocking off a Big Ten football team for the first time. Quentin Flowers threw for 280 yards and four touchdowns in a 47-23 thrashing of Illinois. Flowers also had his 32nd career rushing TD to tie a school record. Illini freshman Mike Epstein scored on a 46-yard run and a 21-yard pass from Jeff George Jr., who replaced starter Chase Kraut in the second half. The NFL is asking a federal appeals court to move quickly on its request to overrule a judge's injunction that blocked a six-game suspension for Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott. The league filed an emergency motion with the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans Friday. Elliott was suspended after the NFL concluded that he had several physical confrontations last summer in Ohio with his girlfriend at the time. Elliott was allowed to play last Sunday, rushing for 104 yards against the Giants. Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. is doing a little more at practice and apparently getting closer to playing on Monday night against the Lions. Coach Ben McAdoo said Friday that Beckham responded well Thursday to his first practice in more than 3 weeks. Beckham hasn't played in a game since injuring his left ankle on August 21st in a preseason game. The Patriots say four players have been ruled out for Sunday's game against the Saints, including starting linebacker Dante Hightower and receiver Danny Amendola. Vikings quarterback Sam Bradford is expected to play at Pittsburgh despite a knee injury that limited him all week in practice. Bradford was listed as questionable on the injury report. And the Bengals have made the first step toward digging out of their historically bad start, replacing offensive coordinator Kim Zampese a day after they again failed to get into the end zone. The team announced Friday that quarterbacks coach Bill Lazor will take over as the coordinator. And Australian Mark Leishman remains the leader through two rounds of the PGA's BMW Championship. Leishman followed Thursday 62 with a 7-under 64 for a 16-under total, three shots ahead of Jason Day and Ricky Fowler. Day made a hole-in-one for his third eagle of the week at Conway Farms in his round of 65. And in NASCAR news, Kyle Busch has taken the pole for Sunday's race at Chicagoland Speedway as he opens up his bid for a second NASCAR Cup Championship. Bush posted a lap of 187.863 and finishing just ahead of Joe Gibbs Racing teammate Denny Hamlin during Friday's qualifying for the playoff opener. Martin Truex Jr. nailed down the number three spot alongside Kevin Harvick. Truex has four wins this year and is considered the favorite to win the title. And we'll have Hawkeye football for you here today as they take on North Texas. 12:30 will be the pregame. 2:30 is kickoff here this afternoon from Kinnick Stadium. That's a look at the latest news in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.